Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Burke. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobby Burke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons throws to second for one, and Kerr throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rice moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is hit by the pitch. Clancy moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lyons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bluge for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a line drive towards first. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the mound. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Tate pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Miles Thomas now pitching. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Autry moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr bunts towards first. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Autry moves to third. Lyons moves to second. One out. Ed Walsh pinch runs for Chick Autry. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walsh scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Whatwood scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jeffries hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Krause moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball towards left. Goslin catches it and throws to home to double up Krause. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Red Barnes pinch hits for Miles Thomas. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barnes moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. West moves to third. It's 10-4, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. West scores. Rice moves to second. 2 outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Rice moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.